This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
We'll start with the latest news on manufacturing in the Eurozone, which fell last month for the 13th straight month, according to a survey out this morning. Not a great start to a week that is going to be a big one for the European debt crisis. On Thursday, the head of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, is expected to tell us what he meant when he said he'll do whatever it takes to save the euro. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London with more. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
So what is Draghi likely to tell us on Thursday?
Well, he's expected to give more details of the plan to buy huge quantities of Spanish and Italian government bonds, staving off any danger of default and perhaps the collapse of the euro. Christian Schulz of the German bank Berenberg says this Thursday's announcement by the ECB could be critical.
The ECB's action could be a turning point in the euro crisis. If the ECB, with its potentially unlimited pockets, does enough to preserve the euro, then the euro will survive.
This is not a done deal, though. There's a lot of disquiet in Germany over the plan, a lot of disillusionment generally there with the bailing out of weaker economies in the south. An opinion poll just out shows only a quarter of Germans think that Greece should get any more money or should stay in the eurozone.
And I hate to sound undemocratic, Stephen, but I mean, does it matter what the people of these individual countries and specifically Germany think about what should be done?
Well, it does matter ultimately, of course. They do have a say in elections. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel faces a general election next year. She won't want to flout German public opinion too much. But on the other hand, she doesn't want to pull the plug on Greece, Italy or Spain either and risk the euro imploding. So Merkel's walking a tightrope between her public opinion and the danger of the euro collapsing.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.